the bless of my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Elvis Presley, All Shook Up, 1957, number one hit for him. Stayed number one for 8 weeks. His first pop hit came out 13 months earlier, so in the first 13 months of his pop chart career, this was his seventh number one hit already. So he really hit it big and kept it going, so good old Elvis. By the way, on the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, Rolling Stone magazine, this is number 352. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And in the next set, we're going to have Peter and Gordon, then Inez and Charlie Fox. But we're going to get started with a group out of 1970 with a pop chart hit they had. Red Eyes is the name of the group, and Games is the name of the song.
Man behind you. You can put it down till you pick it up again if you want to.
And you know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You know what you're doing.
A beauty queen, she made a riot that caused a scene in the town.
Her long blonde hair hanging down around her knees. All the cats who dig striptease, praying for a little breeze. Her long blonde hair falling down across her arms, hiding all the latest charms. Lady Godiva,
she found fame and made her name. A Hollywood director came into town
and said to her, how'd you like to be a star? You're a girl who could go far, especially dressed the way you are. She smiled at him, gave her pretty head a shake. That was Lady G's mistake. Hey, hey, Lady Godiva.
He directs Certificate X, and people now are craning their necks to see her.
'Cause she's a star, one that everybody knows. Finished with the striptease shows, now she can't afford her clothes. Her long blonde hair lying on the barber's floor, doesn't need it long anymore. Lady Godiva.
Thank you.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Count the days. Inez and Charlie Fox, 1968. The song went up to number 76 that year for them. This was their last pop hit they had. They had had a pretty good run. They'd been on the pop charts for almost 5 years. Well, probably just a little bit over 5 years, I believe. But anyway, close to it anyway. And had quite a few hits along the way and did some R&B stuff too, of course. And, of course, Inez was a singer. Charlie Fox was her brother, and he did a lot of the guitar playing for them over the years. Peter and Gordon before that, Lady Godiva, 1966, number 6. I remember that one when it came out. That was a fun little song back in those days. And then Red Eye before that. The name of the song is Games, 1970, number 27 on the pop charts. Group that was formed in L.A. And they had one other pop hit, and that was about it for them. Had a little bit of a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young sound, but pretty good sound there. Games. All right, Gary Lewis and the Playboys coming in first on the next set, then Clifford Curry, and then the Essex with a song you may not have heard. It's a good song. I like it a lot. Of course, they had quite a few hits that people recall, but this is one you may not have heard. But anyway, that's the Essex. But this is Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and Count Me In.
Start to count the ones that you might ever doubt. If you think of counting got everything. That's what all the fellas say. At the party here tonight, your eyes keep drifting her way. Yes, she's prettier than I am, and there's nothing I can do. She's got everything, and pretty soon she'll have you. She's got everything, and she causes quite a stir just by walking in the room. Oh, how I wish I were her. Now you're dancing very near her, just like sweethearts do. She's got everything, and pretty soon she'll have you. Somebody show me the door.
Show me.
She's Got Everything, the Essex, 1963, number 56 on both the R&B and the pop charts. That was their third pop hit, and the other two made it much higher. I think they were all in the top 12 or so, but this one was only 56, but good sound by the Essex. I like that one a whole lot. She Shot a Hole in My Soul, Clifford Curry, 1967, made it to number 45 on the R&B charts. And the pop charts is listed as number 95. But around this area, Birmingham and all the way down to Panama City, when the guys and the girls went down to the beach, it was played a lot. This one was a big hit around this area. Clifford Curry came out of Knoxville, Tennessee. And before that, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Count Me In, number two in 1965. His first seven hits that he had on the pop charts all were top 10 hits. His very first song, This Diamond Ring, was his biggest seller. It was number one. But his first seven were all top 10. And that took just a little bit more than a year, less than a year and a half. He had those seven hits in there. Okay, let's keep going. We've got Otis Redding in the next set, Jimmy Reed in the next set. But to get us started, I would say Paul Revere and the Raiders. But by 1970, after about 8 or 9 years of recording, they dropped the Paul Revere and just called themselves the Raiders. So that's what this record's going to be by. Indian Reservation, The Lament of the Cherokee Indian Reservation by the Raiders. Here we go.
Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live, so proud you die.
observation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return, will return, will return.
I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I've got some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, yes, around. Lighter than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your ad with me? Boys will call my dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, yes I am. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. I've got some good old loving and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, called mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, yes I am. Good old love, some of you don't do love. I'm a big old man, mama, but I'm too hot.
I'll change my style. Oh, baby, like a child. At the beating of my heartbeat, too slow for you. Tell me, and I'll change that too. I'll change my walk, I even change my talk. And there is something about my kisses that don't please you. Tell me, and I'll change that too. Thank you. this I do for you. You're the keeper to my heart, I love you so true. I'll change my way. Each night and every day, if there is something about my loving that don't please you, tell me, oh, tell me, and I'll change that too.
Okay, all you Jimmy Reed fans, what year? What was that? Was it an album cut? Was it a 45? Was it unreleased? Those fans really know. That's I'll Change My Style, Jimmy Reed, 1962. And it did come out on a 45. The flip side is a song called Too Much, but neither one of them charted. But this I'll Change My Style was never on an LP, so it was strictly a 45 cut that they gave out there. And good sound by good old Jimmy Reed. And I tell you what, if you want to find another version of that too, in the same type of style there, just pull up George Thorogood. He really did a good job with that song also. Otis Redding before that, Hard to Handle, 1968, number 51 on the pop charts, number 38 on the R&B. The flip side was the song Amen, and it went up to number 36. And so he had a double-sided hit there. And, boy, we lost him way too early. I believe he was, what, 29 years old or 28. And it's hard to believe with all the songs that he put out that he was that young. Otis Redding. Indian Reservation, The Lament of the Cherokee Indian Reservation, The Raiders, 1971. Number one hit for them. In fact, that was their only number one. You know, very, very popular group and all over the TV and doing stuff with Dick Clark and just all over the place, but and had a lot of big top 10 hits, but that was their only number one hit. Okay, Rare Earth's going to get us started, then a real good version of C.C. Rider, Bobby Powell, and then the Four Tops. So here we go right now, Rare Earth and Hey, Big Brother.
Thank you. get our thing together. Big Brother will be watching us. He ain't gonna get me. Are you gonna let him get you? He'll never get me. He'll never get me, no. Big Brother's coming. No, he'll never get me. Question. Tell me, how do you feel when you lose the one that you really need? What do you do? Tell me, what do you say when the one you love refuses to look your way? You just say, see. Oh, CC Rider. Well, look and see what you've done. Call her one more time now.
CC Rider.
Say CC Rider.
Well,
look and see just what you've done. Say, see, 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 Rider. Lord, every night the moon shines so bright. Lord, every day right now.
See, see, Rider.
Every day, see, see, Rider.
To him.
I've been all alone and by myself. And if you never. I tell you, I don't want, I just don't want nobody else. Love, love, see.
See,
oh, see, see, Rider.
See,
girl, look and see.
So bad. See, right.
Something About You, the Four Tops, with Levi Stubbs doing the lead vocals there. 1965, number 19 on the pop charts, number 9 on the R&B charts. One of the many, many groups that Berry Gordy and the Motown label had with them. Some people call the Four Tops, the Temptations, the Miracles, and the Supremes the Big Four of the Motown label. So, and they did a lot of record selling over the years. Bobby Powell before that, C.C. Rider, 1965, number 76 on the pop charts, number 12 on the R&B charts. If you keep up with Cashbox magazine charts, it made it to number one. And I'm not sure how all of them do their individual ratings, but anyway, so it was number one on the Cashbox R&B label. So anyway, good sound by him. He's a young man, came out of Louisiana. He was blind at birth and went to a school for the blind there in Louisiana. Bobby Powell. Rare Earth before that. Hey, Big Brother, 1971, 19, number 19 on the pop charts, made it to number 50 on the R&B charts. And a group that was formed in Detroit, Michigan. And they were one, speaking of Motown, they were one of the first white acts that Motown signed and did some good job while they were there at Motown. Okay, let's keep going. We've got our double play of the day coming up next. But first, we're going to get started with a group called the Upfronts. And I've been waiting to play this song. This is a good song. It's called Most of the Pretty Girls, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we get back after hearing all these songs. But this is the Upfronts, Most of the Pretty Girls. Then our double play is Wade Fleming's What's Happening, and then Easy Lovin'. So here we go, the Upfronts and Most of the Pretty Girls.
What's happening, baby? I'm so sweet upset. Ooh, baby, it's your love.
you're way out tight. I stayed tore up fine. So what's a happening, baby? I have heart, will love. I have arms, will love. I have lips, will kiss. These things are what I miss. So what's a happening, baby? When I rang your phone, no answer, but I knew you were home. So what's happening, baby? But I knew you were home. What's happening, baby? Oh, what's happening, baby? My heart feels so nice.
Sweeter than sugar, bitter than spice. Come to me, baby, and give me some nice, easy loving.
Old time slow, easy loving. With the lights down low, ooh, your arms feel as warm as a mother's oven.
Easy loving. Like rocks on a mountain, leaves on a tree. I'm for you, baby, and what's good for me, easy loving.
Tried and true, easy loving, baby. Just between us two, whispering.
Make me nervous, shiver and shake. Squeezing and teasing is all I can take. Easy loving.
Me and you, easy loving, baby. Like the good folks do, make me feel a we're more than kissing cousins.
Easy loving.
Okay, Easy Loving, Wade Flemons, 1960. Went up to number 70 on the pop charts, number 10 on the R&B charts. And before that, being our double play of the day, Wade Flemons doing What's Happening, 1960. And it made number 94 on the pop charts, but didn't do anything on the R&B charts. And good sounds by him. Of course, he had another big hit called Here I Stand, and it went up to number 80. And so he never hit the big time charts on the pop charts, but he did some great music. And I've always enjoyed Here I Stand, but I guess if I had to choose, really had to choose, my favorite by him would be What's Happening. But good sounds by Wade Flemons, guy that came out of Kansas, born in Kansas, and was raised in Michigan, and then got into singing over the years. So, but our double play of the day, What's Happening and Easy Loving by Wade Flemons. Before that, The Upfronts, 1964, a song that didn't chart anywhere. It came out on the Lumtone, L-U-M-M-T-O-N-E label. I'm not sure where that label came out of. It's about a $100 record if you go out there and looking for it. It's in real, real good shape. Unless you find the red vinyl copy, then you're looking somewhere around $400. So get ready to pay some money for that. But maybe there's some reissues if you like that song. Now, Barry White was a member of this group at one time. Now, was he on this recording? I've heard he was. I'm not going to say it's for 100% sure, but they said that he was. So, but he did some good stuff. And then, of course, the Upfronts. This song came to me. I was at Myrtle Beach a while back, and I was driving back home, and being right there on the beach, I was trying to find some radio stations, and I found two real good stations. One was mainly 50s and 60s style music, which you just don't find radio stations like that on your radio dial. You can find them on the internet. And then when I started losing that station, I found one that played nothing but beach music. Of course, here I am right in the middle of Shag and Bop area up there on the East Coast. And they played a version of this song, Most of the Pretty Girls, by a guy named William Dale and the Wee Jams. It's a white group that came out, I believe, out of the Georgia area, somewhere in Atlanta or somewhere. And they re-recorded this. And when I heard it, I'd never heard it, so I'm glad the guy announced what the name of the song was. So I came home to look it up, and I found out that the Upfronts did it in 1964. And so this is a doo-wop sound, but also has that beach sound to it also. So anyway, the Upfronts, 1964. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Crazy World of Arthur Brown going to get us started, then Steam, and then we're going to do a Derek and Domino's cut. So here we go right now, the Crazy World of Arthur Brown, Fire.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. Destroy all you've done.
keep on sinning, loving the Lord.
Looked Away, Derek and the Dominoes, and hopefully you're familiar with that group. Of course, that was Eric Clapton, along with quite a few other people, Bobby Whitlock, Carl Rattle, Jim Gordon, and Dwayne Allman. Now, Dwayne played on, there was 14 tracks on that LP, and Dwayne played on 11 of them. He did not play on this one, I Looked Away. He did not play on Bell Bottom Blues, and he did not play on Keep On Growing, but he was all on all the others. But Dwayne Allman was there also. So, but good sound, and one of my favorite LPs. I mean, I just have always played that one and liked it a lot. I Looked Away, Derek and the Dominoes. Before that, 1969, number one hit for a group called Steam, Na 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 Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. Have you ever sung that at one of the sporting events when your team is winning? This group came out of Connecticut, but now something about this. Three guys recorded this song, and then when it started taking off and people started playing it, they had put a group together, so they got other people. None of the trio that recorded this song were part of the group that toured and did other things. That was another group entirely. There was about six of them. So that's how this all came about. And then Arthur Brown, and also known as the Crazy World of Arthur Brown, with his 1968 hit Fire, went up to number two. He was born Arthur Wilton in Whitby, England. So if you haven't kept up with him, you may not have known he was from England, but he was a Brit. Okay, let's see. We're about time to get out of here. Let's do one more set. We're going to get started with a rocker by a guy named Larry Don. The Peppermint Trolley Company is going to come in and then end up with Skeeter Davis. So here we go right now. Larry Don and Down the Line.
Well, you can't be my lover, baby. Style. I'm gonna get me one real gone love, you gonna drive me that far. I wanna roll on down the line. Do right all the time. I wanna roll on down the line. I'm gonna get me a gun, you're gonna make the time. You can't be quiet, you can't be low. When you start strutting me, gotta go. Move on down the line. I wanna do right all the time. I'm gonna show you so hot the honey. Get the what the you ain't got. She'll be sweet, you won't do me wrong. She'll be that. Watch the time we're gonna move. Hold on, down the line. I wanna do right. Do right all the time. We'll be right back.
How you gonna make me burn? You can't be bright, you can't be blue. So when you start to strutting me, gotta go. You want my love. Well, you ride all the time. I wanna do right. You ride all the time.
Every now and then I see you again. Maybe you come running across my mind. Every once or twice, feeling's kinda nice. Baby, you come rolling across my mind. Baby, you come rolling across my mind. Every other day since you've been away, baby, you come rolling across my mind. When I think I'm free, you sneak up on me. Baby, you come rolling across my mind. Baby, you come rolling across my mind. In the windows of the stores, in the darkened pawn shop doors, in the pounding summer rain, you come back to me again. When the feeling comes, it's like a thousand drums pounding in my heart since we've been apart. Baby, you come rolling across my mind. Baby, you come rolling across my mind. In the morning aftermath, you come back and cross my path. Like a thousand drums are pounding in my heart since we've been apart. Baby, you come rolling across my mind. Baby, you come rolling across my mind.
Where I Ought to Be, Skeeter Davis, 1962. Number 9 hit for her that made it on the country western charts. It didn't do anything on the pop charts, but she had a good, good career on the pop charts and the country western charts, and really enjoyed her. She's one of my favorite female singers. The Peppermint Trolley Company before that, Baby You Come Rolling Across My Mind, 1968, number 59 hit for them. They recorded they had one other song that charted, but by then they had changed their name to Bones, and the name of the song was Roberta, came out 4 years later. And so if you're out there looking through records and you see something called Bones on the Signpost label, you might think, well, this is the Peppermint Trolley Company. So, okay, and before that, Larry Don, Down the Line. This is an unreleased recording that this guy did. Not sure the year, probably 59 or 60. He had a big, big song that came out for Collectors. Didn't do any chart or anything like that, but called That's What I Call a Ball, Y'all, and you flip it over and you got a song called Honey Bun. That's on the Vaden label, V-A-D-E-N, out of Arkansas. If you can find a good copy of that, original, in very, 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 very good shape, anywhere between $1,500 and $2,000. So get your money out. Honey Bun is the big thing that collectors like to get by this guy, Larry Don. But this is Down the Line, unreleased vinyl, and Good Sam by Larry Don. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for listening to us on the BRC Radio Show. We come out of Birmingham, Alabama every week, brought to you by the Birmingham Record Collectors. So right now we're going to leave. I always do an instrumental when I go out. And this is a guy named Jimmy McGriff, and he's going to do a song from 1963. You may not have heard it because it only made it to number 99 on the pop charts. Didn't do anything on the R&B charts. But the name of it is The Last Minute Part 1. So thanks for joining us, and keep listening. We've got three other guys doing shows now. We got Joe Reddick doing songs for us. We got the Vinyl Experience with Tom Faison. And then John Horton has just joined us, and he's doing some shows for us. So keep in touch and keep listening. So thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio. We'll be right back.